What is up, DGAFers? So today's episode, I am so excited about because we are actually here with my best friend from fourth grade, believe it or not. We've been friends for so many years. And her little baby daughter, Eva, who is right around 4 months old. And you guys, we are going to be talking everything from night shift life because she was a nurse overnight for a really long time. And now she's a new mama and working on getting back into her health and fitness routine and just balancing everything. So we thought this would be a really great episode to bring to you.
Yeah, we think it's just cool. You know, we always do just Jenna and I giving you our tips, our advice and things like that. But we always like from here, like now and then to invite somebody to come speak to you just about their life experience and any tips that they can bring to you as well. And if you are listening to this and you know anybody who has some amazing advice, whether it's with business or health or motherhood, and you know that they would maybe want to be on our podcast episode, tag us in one of their posts or something. We can get a hold of them or send them one of our podcast episodes. We'd absolutely love to interview them. Or maybe it's you. Maybe you are an expert in something health and wellness or business or something like that. And you would love to share some input with all of our listeners.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, a lot of our podcast ideas come from the girls that we work with in our online health and fitness groups. And we look for kind of areas that they are struggling with because Here's the thing, if they're struggling with it, you're struggling with it. Someone out there is also struggling with this. So that's why we really wanted to focus on night shift and new mom life.
Yes.
All right. So before we jump into this episode, we want to remind you to please rate and review us.
It's our little tip jar, and we love reading them too, by the way. So give us a cute little screen name or nickname or whatever you call it on there, and then we will read the reviewer of the week.
Yeah, so today's is actually Buckles number 4, and I am 99.9% certain that that's my sister-in-law because that's her last name. But but I could be wrong. So she says, love that these girls keep it real and are incredibly motivating. Thanks for opening up your lives and experiences, good and bad, so that we can all relate and realize it's not about always being perfect, whatever that means anyways. Keep it up.
Love it.
I love it too, because you guys, we will never try to be perfect.
No.
You're going to hear baby Eva crying in this. We're actually breastfeeding during, not all of us.
Just the mom.
Just Caitlin will be breastfeeding Eva. I just want to clarify in case you're listening for that random awkwardness.
Once again, not perfect. Just Jenna doesn't even know what she's saying right now.
Literally don't know. So anyway, tag us when you listen because we want to know. So I am on social media at fitwith_JennaLock.
And I am at LaurenMayer_fitness.
All right.
Let's do this. Welcome to the Demand Growth Act Fearlessly podcast brought to you by Lauren Mayer
and Jenna Lockhart.
You guys, we are just two average girls who realize that the only way to truly live an exceptional life was to fight through our fears and never give up on our dreams.
So when you hang with us, you're going to hear it all. The good.
The bad.
The ugly. And everything in between. As our loyal listeners, you're going to be known as a DGA effer. Like, don't give a or get it. Oh, but really, we want you to think about this because you're one of two types.
You're either a DGAFer who doesn't realize the importance of living a life of growth or change,
or you're a DGAFer who doesn't give a bleep what it takes to reach your goals.
Our hope is that we can turn you into the latter
if you're not already there. All right, we are here today with my best friend in the world since, what, fourth grade?
Yeah.
That is insane. So this is Caitlin.
Hi, everybody.
And we're super pumped to have her because I was trying to think about a way to answer all of your questions on night shift and new mom life. And y'all know that I can't relate to either one of those things. So Caitlin came to mind because she is a brand new mama. Eva is
4.5 months.
4.5 months. And currently breastfeeding right now.
Right now. At this very moment.
At this very moment. And I just, and she just turned around and looked at me. Oh my gosh. We're talking about
there
you.
There she is.
So we just wanted to kind of start from the beginning. And, you know, before you were pregnant and had baby Eva, what was your life like with night shift?
Oh, I loved it. I worked 3P to 3A. I love that shift. But I think that's kind of all I ever knew in the adult world, working world, because right out of, graduating, I did 7P to 7A, work night shift, 3 days a week. So I would wake up in like the afternoons when everybody's been up all day long and then try to have to get it together, figure out my day. I mean, meet up with people when I'm just rolling out of bed. It was hard to adjust to that initially. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Like your routine as a night shifter, like, did you work out? How did you eat? Like, I know these are like weird questions, but like, I talk to so many girls who says like, I mean, even my sister, for an example, it's like really hard to like get on an eating schedule. It's really hard to find time to work out after a really long shift. So like, how do you make time for that? Or did you?
I would work out if I could work out, it would be when I woke up. That was the best time for me to work out. And that still holds true.
Right.
Even with the shift I do now. Eating, I would never want to eat when I wake up, but you just have to make it happen. You know, I would eat like small meals a day, even at work. Some people don't eat like all 12 hours and I eat like a bird. Like I eat every few hours constantly. Like I'm just like, oh yeah, I'm eating again.
And that's really the healthy way to go about it, is to have small meals every few hours. And I think that's what I've heard the most from the girls that I work with. It's like, well, I work a 12-hour shift. I can't eat. I'm like, wait, you're awake for 12 hours, but you're not eating. Like, you have to be eating. So how, like, what would you take to work? How did you make that happen?
Small snacks, protein bars. I love protein bars. Something that's, like, easy and portable. You can whip out, eat it fast. You can't, like, obviously make a huge meal. Salads are nice, but they're hard to put together unless they're kind of already made that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some stores have the like prepackaged salads, but yeah, you have to just plan ahead. A lot of people at work where I work, they order out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've always like brought my lunch with me.
Mm-hmm. Just so how do you adjust easier to like, okay, so you work night shift, but then there's days that you're off. So like, are you still sleeping during the day or did you like, how does that all work?
Now or then?
Then and now. Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, I did work last night and my shift now is 11 to 11. So it was a little bit harder for me to get up and get going, but I just have to make it happen, especially with a little one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she gets up at the same time every day.
Right.
And whether I want to sleep in or not, you know, I have to get up with her.
Right. But before you had a baby, I mean, I feel like you'd be a little bit more, you know, flexible as to those days that you're not working. And are you up during the day with like your friends and going with them, or are you sleeping all day? Like, are you trying to stay on your schedule? I
try to stay on the schedule.
Okay.
I mean,
that's what I would figure.
I'd be the
best.
Yeah,
I don't.
It's hard. But then I feel like I'd have FOMO. Like, people are out in the day, and I would be like, what do I do?
It is hard to go back and forth. But for some people that only do nights, like my husband, he only does 11 to 8 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So then sometimes he gets his sleep cut short.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
Where I need my sleep. Like I have to have 7 or 8 hours. So that's why I don't really cut that out very well.
So it probably just depends on the person. Because my sister's a nurse and she works night shift most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always like up, you know, she'll be up during the day. On the day she's off, well, she has a baby now. So it's like hard. But I'm just like, when do you sleep? Like, what is your sleep like? It's insane.
I mean, it's hard.
Yeah.
That would have to be so hard. And so now, what made you switch your hours then? How did all that come about?
Having a baby.
Yes.
Because Eric was only night shift and I was the one that was going to have to change. We can't both do nights.
No.
Who's going to watch the baby when?
Overnight.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we could try and figure it out, but it's just not the most ideal.
Right.
To work till 3:30 in the morning, get your child from somebody else's house, wake her up, get her back home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and I think too, you know, as a new mom, you're trying to get her onto a routine too. So, gosh, that would be such an aww.
All right. We wanted to record this with baby Eva here because we want you guys to realize that, I mean, life is life and you can't stop it. Like what you like to do and things like that because you have a baby. I mean, one of our cross country coaches actually at our school that I work at said the one time, because Nick and I had just had our son and I was like postpartum depression hardcore. So I was like freaking out about everything. Mm-hmm. And he said to Nick, because Nick's like, I'm going to take Cameron to the cross country meet. And it was kind of cold. Like it wasn't freezing, but it was kind of cold and like a little like not nice out. And I'm like, oh my God, like, no, you can't take him. And the cross country coach goes, he was born into your family. Like that's what he said. He's like, they were born into my family. So like they're coming and doing the things that we do. Like you can't completely ex-nay everything. And I had a hard time with that because I was not mentally there, but I just think that's always nice to hear. It's like, go live, you know, you can still live a normal life
with
the baby, like take the baby places. Well, do that kind of stuff with them.
People that will conform to the baby. And then, like you were saying, the baby's coming into your life, to our lives. So if you want to do
it, will adjust. It will adjust to your life. I mean, if you're taking it out and about, it's going to be used to being out and about. If you're leaving it, if you're at home constantly and not going anywhere, then when you finally do decide, this kid's going to be like what? A terror. Like, what the heck is this restaurant that I'm at? Not saying that we took Cameron to restaurants a lot. He's still a terror when we go out to eat because he's three. But yeah, I mean,
well, but I think watching the two of you has made me more ready for kids because I see you still living your life and you know, making time for you regardless of, you know, all the
all the chaos
craziness.
It can be a lot. It can be overwhelming at times, but I mean, it's definitely worth it.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I love Eric has cousins from Canada and I just love the way that they parent. We'll be out in Greece. We at a bar. It's like 1 a.m, 2 a.m. We're having drinks. We're having a great time. And they have like two little ones. And they're like, yeah, they're just going to sleep right there in their stroller. And they'll fall asleep.
Oh, yeah.
And because that's all they've ever known. Like they introduced them to that lifestyle instead of like, oh, hey, we got to cut it short. We got to go. We can't come out because we got to put the baby to bed or they have to take their nap. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Yeah. That is amazing.
And we've all heard it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Many times.
That's so true.
I think it's funny for New Year's, you know, we just stayed at our house, but Cameron, you know, we just let him stay up with us. Cause I mean, I don't know, what are we going to do? Our house is small, it's loud and it is what it is. And when we tell people sometimes that, yeah, he stayed up till like one, they're like, what? I'm like, what am I supposed to, like, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's not a huge, but that's my style too. I feel like Caitlin and I are very similar in that aspect. I'm not, and I even said to Jenna too, I'm not.
Well, so with two night shift parents.
Yeah,
I mean, well, it's so funny because I remember hanging out with you guys the one time and I was leaving your house. It was like 11 and I was coming home and I think Eric was either just getting home or just waking up something from his night shift. And it was like 11 p.m. and he came downstairs all dressed. He's like, hey, babe, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? Do you want to get some food? And I'm like, what?
We have late dinners. Yeah, and that's normal for us.
Yeah.
Eva will go to bed maybe 10, sometimes 11. I mean, that's on the later side. Mm-hmm. My sister has her babies in bed at 6. Mm-hmm. So you just make it to what works for you.
Yep.
So lifestyle, eating, working out, you have to make sure it works for you.
Absolutely. Oh, she's so sweet.
Look at her. She's so
happy. So any advice for new mamas getting back into routines?
Take it slow. Don't be too hard on yourself. It's totally worth it to take it a little bit at a time because it makes you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. And this was words given to me by a nice friend. She said, you have to change the way you define working out. You know, I used to think of it as like 2 hours sweating it out at the gym, working out 7 days a week. And now it's, if you get 20 minutes, if you do 50 crunches before you get in the shower, like that's your workout for the day. You just got to fit it in when you can.
Mm-hmm.
And it does like 10 minutes, 20 minutes. It makes you feel so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for
than
sure.
Nothing at all.
That is amazing. Well, and I know one of the girls in my group, she's so cute.
That she farted. But she has her mouth.
Oh, I would say one of the girls in my group I know is just struggling getting back on track. And I was so proud of her today because she texted me that she's doing the home workouts with us, but she did like 15 minutes and then the baby woke up and she had to feed. And then she texted me, she's like, I split this whole workout up and I paused it for hours and I came back to it and I finished it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, does that count?
Yes.
Oh, I was like, absolutely. That's amazing.
Yeah. Like, that counts.
That of course that counts. Like, whatever you can do.
Well, and I'm sorry, but when you go to attend to your kid, you're like exercising almost still when you're like taking care of your kid. So like, you probably didn't even get that much of a break unless you sat down and fed, but you're breastfeeding. So now you're burning calories. Like, it doesn't matter. That,
what you said, that's an accomplishment.
That's amazing. To finish it,
she should be proud.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Even Eva's laughing at you.
She's so cute.
She's all done it.
Yeah.
And you know, even if sometimes you do have to cut your workout short,
it's not a big deal. You got something done.
Yep. Absolutely. You
know? Right. For sure.
I think so too. She's so cute. Look at her. Are you happy now that you're fed?
Always. We're all happy when we're fed.
I know. Isn't that the truth?
It's so the truth.
Oh, so all right. What about, oh my God.
She's smiling. Now she's happy.
You want to come see me now? Come see me. All right. Careful with the microphone. Here we go. There we go.
Baby going over the mic.
Oh my goodness. All right. So any other, I mean, going back to night shift, I mean, any last thoughts on that too? Any other questions we want to ask? I think it's hard for us to even come up with questions because we don't do night shift.
No. Like, I've had some people that I work with ask me things about it. They've told me like their schedules and things like that. Yeah. And I don't know.
I know. So
it's hard.
With what, like getting a workout in?
It was more like eating. The eating part was the biggest issue because some girls, so they have such a long shift. Because, I mean, they're like, I don't know if I should keep eating. And I'm like, well, if you're hungry, you should eat.
So a lot of people would say not to eat late. Like, have we all heard that? Oh, yeah, you're not supposed to eat after a certain time or a few hours before you go to sleep.
Right.
And, you know, it's different when you are working those night shifts because you're, like, not going to bed at normal hours. So I don't know that I hold that very true for myself to not eat something. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I don't know. If I'm hungry, I'm going to eat. I don't come home and eat right before I go to sleep after a shift. But I definitely, like I said before, like I space it out. Mm-hmm. And I used to be really terrible about not eating before I'd get to work. And then I would be starving. And then you don't know what
the day
holds for you.
Right.
And you could be running your butt off before you can even have a drink of water. The other day, it was like 2.5 hours before I had a drink of water. But you just have to have it ready on hand, like a huge water bottle. Like I said, snacks.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Shakeology. That's like my go-to before I can get to work, at work. Those are quick and easy and they fill you up.
Yep.
A lot of those proteins. Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But
just having something on the go. Mm-hmm. But I think you hit the nail on the head, and then I think she was crying, so we didn't talk about it anymore. but when you talked about planning, like having a solid plan in place before
being prepared.
You go, you have to be prepared for. And I mean, I have to be prepared for my day.
Because when you get really hungry, like the first thing you want is something super convenient and fast. So you're like, I'm gonna go to Burger King really quick, or like I'm gonna call in like an order or something. And it's like, if you just had something available, it would be.
It's hard for people that don't like bring food with them to start bringing food with them, you know, going to the grocery store, picking out something that they know they're going to be able to pack easily and get to instead of, oh, I'm going to order out one meal. You have one meal for 12-hour shift like that. I couldn't imagine. Like, I don't do that. It's really hard to do. I know some people don't have a choice, but it's, I don't know. You got to keep that metabolism going.
Yeah, I totally agree. So like every 2 to 3 hours, they try to pop something into your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I always, I mean, I always think like when people are really struggling with what to eat and what to do, I always say like stick with a protein, a carb, a veggie, a fruit. Like make it simple.
Mm-hmm.
And that stuff you can easily prep. I mean, take a banana, take some almonds. I know that's not fruit, veggie, whatever I just said, but that is a healthy fat.
Yeah.
But if you could take a banana or some carrot sticks or something like that, that you can easily grab a couple on the way. Like I know I used to do that with teaching. All my kids used to make fun of me, my 4th and 5th graders, because I always ate and I just would snack while I was teaching and I'd eat a handful of carrots and it just became the new normal that I was doing that.
I think so many people get hung up on, you know, when they think they have to bring food to work, that they have to like cook all these recipes and like go do this whole big thing. I'm like, no, just have some frozen veggies in the freezer, have some like carrots and things you can cut up with some fruit and
a
lunch meat,
mine.
Like turkey, like nitrate free lunch meat. I know that doesn't sound super glamorous, but if you're having an issue with bringing healthy foods to work, if that's your only option at work, you're gonna eat it. That's what I always say. Like, if that's my only option.
Like, I'm scrambling to put it in my lunchbox before I leave. And it's like, yesterday I had carrots. Uh-huh. I threw in an apple, threw in, like a trail mix, something like that.
Like, random stuff, bars. But you're getting all the food groups in there.
Right, right. And then there were some leftovers for, like, my actual, like, lunch meal. But then you made me think when you were talking about the carrots. I'm standing, I'm triaging a patient. The nurse practitioner was like, did I see carrots in your pocket? I literally have, like, dip in one pocket, carrots in another pocket. I think I already ate a salad. Like, you're eating something else again? I was like, listen, man, if I'm hungry, I'm just going to go run and get something and, like, eat it when I can.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, I need my knife and my fork. Mm-hmm.
You don't need to tuck your napkin into your scrubs like, 5-course meal. Right. Like, just.
So maybe that's even a tip that night shift people can take away, is get the mindset of having to have, like, a meal,
mm-hmm.
and just think of it as little grab and go things throughout the shift. And you won't even, I mean, it'll fuel you perfectly. You're not going to be too full, which will make you tired, because if you eat too much, now you have to go back to work and you're tired because you just sat there and ate a big meal.
Yeah, true.
Like, eating that kind of stuff is going to keep you fueled and light, but you're also not starving
the same time. And that's a good point, Lauren, because I think, you know, we talk to so many people who get fast food all the time. And I am a firm believer that there are so many people in this world who don't understand even what it feels like to feel incredible from the foods that we eat,
mm-hmm.
because we don't have that knowledge. We don't know enough about nutrition. So that's one reason what, you know, we try to educate you as much as we can on this podcast about everything that we've learned,
mm-hmm.
but eating fast food, going to Burger King and ordering something like that is going to slow you down. You're going to feel like such crap for the rest of your shift after that.
Well, and so many people use the time excuse of, like, well, I just don't have enough time. Like, you know, it takes just as much time to drive through the drive-thru, pick something, wait for them to cook it, and then eat it as it would if you just put some dang carrots in your purse. Like, it takes more time to do that.
It
seriously does. So when people do that, I get, like, mad at them. I'm like, nope. Let's get a timer out real quick. Just, I'll make my meal way faster than you'll go to Taco Bell. So
that's a valid point.
That is a very good
point. Because that's a solid argument.
Yeah. No, that's,
you would win every time.
Oh, I win every time. And if somebody doesn't leave me, I will make them get a timer out, and I will do it. I'll do it.
Oh, that is awesome.
All right.
Well, Caitlin, mm-hmm. I'm so proud of you for making yourself a priority.
You want me to take her?
Sure, you
want to
take her?
Yeah.
But I'm just so proud of you for making yourself a priority. And you are just, I feel like you've always rocked night shift. You've always rocked mom life. And, I mean, I'm just.
Thanks, honey.
So proud of you.
Thanks. I'm all playing with Eva.
I know. And Lauren's distracted. So I think we're going to end here. Go get some baby snuggles.
Yep.
All right.
Until next time.
See you later.